Magic Breakfast with Brooke.
No, Riverland, we've been on the maths train. It's been messy. It's been quite the ride. But somebody who has sort of made me believe in love again, really, is Belinda from Maths. And she joins me on the line at the moment. Hi, Belinda.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for coming on board. Honestly, you and Patrick this season were just what kept me going. It was so wholesome and lovely to watch. Did you feel that while you were going through it, or was it a bit more stressful than what we saw?
I think it's a bit of both going through the experiment because, you know, you're living with a new partner for like 8 weeks very intensely. Mm. So at times it can be stressful. But I think we were lucky than most couples. We seem to, you know, click and get along. So, yeah, I think I definitely was one of the lucky ones.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we saw last night you and Patrick were obviously separated for a period of time and then you came together for your final vows. I imagine you were so cute, the two of you. So excited to see you with you. How hard was it being separated after being so close together for so long?
It was really strange being separated because, you know, you can't really escape that person when you're living with them for 8 weeks. So, you know, having the time apart, it just makes you kind of realize thinking, oh, I don't think I can kind of continue my life not having this person there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, definitely the break makes you miss them and it's a very strange feeling when you separate.
Absolutely. And look, I think there are kind of two sides to the when you're watching Maths. There's the side like yourself and Patrick, which is all good and happy all the time. And then there's the bit more drama and things. I suppose going into the experiment, it would have been, I mean, you didn't know what side of that you were going to get on. Was it everything you thought it would be in the end?
Yeah, because like obviously going into the experiment, you just have no idea what it's going to be like. And you kind of think, oh gosh, I could get matched with someone that is not good at all, and yeah, there's all this drama and everything. Or you could go in and think could actually turn out. So I actually went in with no expectations because I didn't kind of want to be let down.
Yeah.
So coming out of the final vows, it's kind of like, oh wow, like did this actually happen?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So on that note, I suppose, what's next for you both? Any big plans?
Yeah. So like as you saw from the final vows, like you know we wanted to continue on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like so far things are yeah going well, and have to I guess see what happens from final vows because we still have the reunion coming up. So who knows what's going to happen there?
Well, that's the next thing, I suppose, isn't it? The bigger reunion. Yep. They're always an interesting watch. Do you kind of like to sit back and just let things happen, or do you find that you are getting involved and like to have your say?
Well, I think in terms of like the reunion, obviously. If there's couples that have broken up over the break,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're going to have a few things to say because their relationships have broken down. But I guess we're going to see if that happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Which, of course, Maths returns tonight at 7:30 on Channel 9. Thank you very much, Belinda, for joining me. And it's been lovely to watch you and Patrick. And hopefully it's all rosy from here on.
Great. Thank you so much.